producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're talking about all of those things here during this hour of America Tonight, plus the Fiorini factor. Yeah, she's a factor now in some way in this election, or at least she got the huge bounce after the Republican debate, no question about it. But first, let's talk about the thing that hacked me off the most that I heard about over the weekend. I have to say this, when I look at the leader of Iran, or the president, I should say, because it's really the Ayatollahs that reign, but Iranian President Hassan Rouhani was on 60 Minutes, and during that interview, he said that these terms that are being thrown around, death to America and the great Satan, aren't aimed at the American people, but at the government, at not keeping its word. Okay, semantics, verbal jumping jacks. In this interview, when this was recorded in Tehran last week, he kind of just went, he looked almost grandfatherly, like it was set up that way, giving answers as if he was at outside of a bingo parlor or something. And he talked about the opposition to the nuclear agreement in the United States and in his own country of Iran, and said that Steve Croft was the guy who did the interview for CBS. He said, opposition in Iran will fall in line because the public favors the deal. Of course they favor the deal, because economically, it's insane for them not to. Should you have $6 billion released? We're being strangled to death by economic sanctions. Peeps, what do you think? Do you like this deal with the Satan America or what? Of course we're going to say they want the deal. One thing about Croft, as much as he can throw softballs up to Obama, he really did push Rouhani on what the crowds were saying, and that the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, have continued chanting death to America, death to Israel, because they were doing it. They were doing it after Friday prayers heading into the weekend. And he kept saying, oh no, it's not the people. No, it's the government. Right. Do you believe that? Are you buying what Rouhani's selling? You know what? I'm not trying to be caustic, cynical, or any of those other adjectives you could throw my way. I'm saying, in my years of covering politics and talking to people who cozy up to the Rouhanis of the world, I'm not buying what he's selling. He pushed it pretty far, saying, our people respect the American people. The Iranian people are not looking for war with any country. But the policies of the United States have been against the national interests of the Iranian people. Why? Why have they been against you? Because you're trying to screw us at every turn. Let's not forget that they supplied ammunition, because we happened to see things that were marked with Iran on it, although all of this was denied and everything else, but to the rebels, to the gangs, basically, the bad guys, if you will, I'm going to lump them all into one term, in Iraq that then turned around and were going after, of course, Americans, or military guys, right? Americans. So, I'm not in on this. Are you in on this? And maybe you are, and that's cool. If you are, remember, I don't care if you what ideology you want to label yourself as. I'm just talking about this cat, Rouhani, running Iran, talking on 60 Minutes, and trying to say, that's not what you think it is. Oh, no, the people here love Americans. No. They want the deal to go through, and I get it. They do want the deal to go through because of what I said. I would want it, too. If I'm in Greece, and I can't feed my family, and there's this craziness going on, am I going to be happy if economic sanctions are listed, if the banks are lending? Of course. If I'm an Iranian person, and this is really what I should deal with, if I'm in Iran, and I can't afford what I was affording before because of the sanctions, yeah, I want help on the sanctions, I'm going to say the same thing. And what did he look at? One of the things he pointed to was the American support for the Shah and the backing of Iraq in Iran's 8-year war with the country. Look, they're not forgetting. And he says, people are not going to forget these things. We can't forget your past, but at the same time, our gaze must be toward the future. Is that a load of crap? That's a load of crap. That's like a bad fortune cookie. People will not forget. Oh, but while we can't look about and forget about the past, our future has to be toward, our gaze has to be toward the future. Boy, oh boy. They're calling us the great Satan, and that's exactly what they mean. All the way around, bing, bang, boo. We know what it means. Am I all wrong on this? If I am, I want to hear from you. Listen, would I want a deal that was equitable, that made sense? Of course, if you could cut a deal like that, but you can't cut this kind of deal that we have going with Iran. You can't do it. My mother, growing up, had a friend who was from Iran. And let me tell you, they peeled back the onion for us and revealed what life was like in Tehran, because that's where they were from. And the husband was an anesthesiologist, so it wasn't like they had no money. Why leave Iran? They were fleeing a lot of the problems that were there. They still have family there. And they talk about, and her name is Ashraf, and they talk about what it's still like today, and worse because of what the sanctions have done to them. So yes, it's more reasons, of course, the propaganda and hate machine against the United States. So go figure. I'm saying the deal is a dud of a deal. Why would Schumer back it? Why would so many other Democrats, not all, because certainly there are mostly Democrats are backing the deal, but give me a break. In the Syrian conflict, Iran's backing President Assad. And Rouhani said Assad should stay in power at least until the Islamic State is defeated. He said, how can we fight the terrorists without the government staying? I thought it was a very revealing interview. They don't say death to American, just to America, just to the government. We're going to burn your flag and spit at your people. But we don't mean your people. We mean your government. And then what about all the nonsense? Death to Israel. There is no such thing as the Holocaust. We want to destroy Israel. I mean, come on. You'd have to be Dumbo the elephant to buy what he was saying on 60 Minutes. You know, they say you can tell what someone is thinking when you look into their eyes. The person who got the bird's eye view was the photographer and Steve Croft. I mean, we got the camera version, but I wonder what his eyes look like sitting across from him. I mean, he's got time to deal with this. So give me a break. That's the first thing. To me, that was my biggest hacked-off moment, I think, of the weekend. Although I'm not surprised, because what was Rouhani going to say? What kind of stuff were we going to hear? It's what exactly we heard. So now the refugee situation. How many refugees should we take into the United States when we see what's happening with Syria? Secretary John Kerry has a number in mind. It might be different from yours. What do you think? I know you're awake, you're thriving, and you're alive out there. So give me a jingle, 855-266-5283, or flip me an email, americatonight.net.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Know the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, bad,
bad, bad to the bone. Some would describe Carly Fiorina that way after coming out of the debate. She, if you were going to pick a winner, she was a winner. I don't know. There were some people that didn't agree with that. I know Izzy didn't. She's like, "I don't like Carly Fiorina," and I get it. But here's the deal. As far as just from the perspective of a debate, she definitely held her own. There's no question about that. There's no question if you were scoring six strictly on that, not like, who am I voting for president? And maybe that's part of the problem. Carly Fiorina is not going to be the next president of the United States. She is not going to be the Republican nominee. Not. But in answering a few things in the right direction and getting a little bit of attention, her fates and fortunes have changed a bit, I think, in the political arena because, you know, she's gaining a little more respect. I mean, think of what we've got as far as the Republicans are concerned on the stage. Personally, I think there are stronger females with a political background and a record you can look at. Suzanne Martinez would be one of them from New Mexico. And I would also look at Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina. I don't know what her political ambitions are beyond South Carolina, but I would think in the Republican Party, if you're looking for a strong female with a brain, somebody who is a straight shooter, to me, Nikki Haley, and I met her once briefly, and I got the sense that pretty much what you see is what you get with Nikki Haley. Here's Carly Fiorina, because now, of course, she's being interviewed by everyone, as she was before, too, by the way. But this was her appearance on Fox News, and here's what she had to say about, if we roll back to the week that was, what the moment was like on the stage and realizing how important the time is right now.
Well, it's obviously a very important moment because now more people know who I am, and we know, based on what's happened before this debate, that as people come to know me and they understand who I am and what I've done and most importantly what I will do, they tend to support me. And so the truth is we're going to stay out here working hard every single day so that people who maybe were introduced to me for the first time at that debate now get to know a little bit more about me. These are important decisions, these are serious issues, and I want the American people to know as much about me as possible.
All right, so she's right. We should know as much about her as possible because anybody that's running, the more we know, the better off we are. Not the nonsense that's coming out of what the world we live in now, the TMZ version, but the real deal, peeling back the layers and the onion. And she talked about, the cooperation, the bipartisan cooperation or lack thereof, more importantly.
There are some real sizable differences, for sure. And the way I believe to bridge differences, the way to negotiate a good deal, and a lot of politics is negotiation. I've done a lot of negotiating in my life. You start out by stating very clearly what your principles are, what you must have, what your walk-away position is. There can't be any misunderstanding about that. It can't be everything, but it has to be some things. And then you enter into an open-minded spirit of collaboration about everything else and try to find common ground. That's how I would work with members of Congress. On the other hand, Chris, there are some issues about which there really is broad bipartisan agreement, and yet nothing gets done. How long have we been talking about broad bipartisan reform for tax reform? It doesn't happen. Everybody says they want to secure the border. It doesn't happen. Everybody says our VA is a scandal. Nothing changes. So there are a lot of things about which there is actually agreement, and nothing is happening.
Well, that sure is true. Nothing is happening. We've heard it. She's right. The songs that are being sung are the same ones that we've heard over and over and over and over again, and yet it's the broken record, the same old thing. And what's going to break that? What's going to break the mold? And I think it's term limits. We need term limits across the board. Get in, get out. Do what you have to do. Have more people interested in the office for wanting to serve, for wanting to be a, quote, public servant. I love when politicians say that. I've always been a public servant. You know, it's tough to run. It is. You got to raise money. You got to kiss butt in some arenas, whether you don't normally do that or not. You know what I'm saying. You do. You have to be able to shake hands. You have to be able to have those conversations because people have to meet you, for goodness sake, and they want to know more about you. But the bottom line is then what happens? The disconnect. Then you get into Washington and the same thing. If you're not in the right committees, if people aren't tapping you on the shoulder, if you can't get the votes, you can't get the legislation, you can't get anything that you want to do to pass because you have to have friends. And you have to have friends on the votes. If you don't have them, you're in trouble. I mean, and that ultimately is the bottom line. So Carly Fiorina is a perfect example of that. And she is saying what I believe about the fact that we keep talking about immigration. What's new about that? It's the same old problem that we've been discussing. I can remember the marches. I was in Vegas, gosh, probably, well, it would have been about 8 years ago. Oh, we have to do something about immigration. Oh, that's a pathway to amnesty. Oh, we need to build a wall. I mean, these are the same conversations that we're having over and over again. You know, if the government were a business, it's a lousy business. We'd be bankrupt. Oh, that's right. We are kind of bankrupt in a way because we have all that debt hanging over our heads, right? All right, I got to throw this in since I mentioned Carly Fiorina. Carly Fiorina, again, in scoring, won the Republican debate, but Trump is still the leader, according to NBC News Online. They did a survey. So what did they find out about the survey from what just happened? Best job in the debate, she wins it, right? Worst job in the debate went to Donald Trump. But still, most presidential, Donald Trump, 17%. She got 14%. Ben Carson, 13%. Marco Rubio got double digits as well. He had 11%. Now, this is one online poll survey that is flying around out there. There's going to be certainly many more besides that one. Half, or really a third, not a half, a third of Republican voters now say they expect Donald Trump will be the eventual nominee. I was a guest on a couple of different radio shows on Friday. Various talkers had me on. And, you know, I was asked that question three times. If the election, if the nomination were being decided tomorrow, who would it be? And I had to say Donald Trump. No matter what, I don't think he is ultimately the nominee, but if it is right now, he's the nominee. Because look at where he is compared to all the other people we could go through. You know, and then we're talking about people like George Pataki and Rick Santorum. They don't even show up. Mike Huckabee, Scott Walker, all of them not showing up. But Trump keeps coming up as the candidate. This is why this election gets more and more interesting by the day. Because the predictability is being thrown out the window. I mean, it is. And you want to talk about the other side of the political landscape. Hillary Clinton is doing the opposite of what Trump is doing. You have people like Bernie Sanders, who couldn't be more left of left, was on the cover of Time magazine. And there are a lot of people who are saying they, Democratic-wise, they would vote for Bernie Sanders, that he would be their choice. And Bernie draws five times more than Hillary does. And at the University of New Hampshire, that just happened. Bernie had seven or eight people deep. She had just a handful. Hillary Clinton has lost her steam, if she ever had it, that's for sure. But who on the Democratic side of things slides in? Joe Biden, still trying to decide what to do, whether to jump in or not. There are reports that his wife is saying, let's do it, let's go for it. This is America, this is your deal, let's do it. She's had to do the political life thing already. For how long? As the VP, certainly. All right, coming up, I said we were going to talk about the refugees, the number that John Kerry thinks the U.S. should take. That's coming up moments from now on America Tonight.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows.
Coming up next on America's Night with me, Kate Delaney, we've got numbers, numbers, and more numbers. It's all about, he guessed it, the numbers. One of my favorite subjects, it's We Can Count. It's one of my favorite things that we do. And why? Because I started to look around and I saw how much numbers meant to us. Does that make sense? I call it your wow number, the power of the wow number. And sometimes it can be pretty negative. Sometimes it can be pretty positive, without a doubt. I'll tell you, here's a preview of a number. And the number that John Kerry, the Secretary of State, is out there pumping out is that we need to take 200,000 refugees. He is saying that we've got to take more. We got to do our part. We got to back Syria. And that the Russian military, it's counterproductive. So where are we in this? And entering into any kind of conversation with the German foreign minister is really part of what's been happening. The idea is, well, when we see how many they're taking, then we got to figure out how many we can take. The president asked for at least 10,000 Syrian refugees admitted into the U.S. And the Germans are looking at us, and of course, you know that they're taking the bulk of the refugees. And Kerry believes that the number that we need to take needs to be a whole lot higher. So, I mean, I'm asking you that question. Seriously, how many refugees could we comfortably take and be able to absorb into the United States and be okay? I mean, what is that number? I know when the president said 10,000, you could hear a pin drop. And it wasn't just hardcore Republicans. What? 10,000? How can we do 10,000? 200,000? I thought I was misreading the number. And maybe it was misreported, but that sounds pretty high to me. 200,000 over the course of what period? Certainly not all at once. At least I hope not. I know that would be crippling. It would be very crippling. I mean, that's the thing. You don't, who wants to turn, you know, if I'm hungry and I'm watching people come across, it's breaking my heart. But you have to be able to absorb them. You have to be able to do something to make it work. There has to be a way to make this flow happen. And the worst thing of all, and the most infuriating thing, and it's been talked about a little bit, how come the Muslim countries are not taking in some of their own people? Now, we know the religious side of this, and that's part of the reason, but Saudi Arabia? Are you kidding me? Qatar? Are you kidding me? Some of the wealthiest countries on the planet Earth, they couldn't absorb some of those people. I'll let them go to Europe. Let Europe handle that. We're not going to deal with it. Again, it's more of that whole quicksand of the Middle East stuff. So I think if that's the number, it's not being manipulated or exaggerated anyway, I'm going to have to say no. Over what time period are we talking about? What time period? So, by the way, and we know this number, so this is the number I wasn't going to bring up during We Can Count, but more than 20 million people watched this second debate. It was a little tiny bit less than the Fox debate, but it still was very high, in 3 hours, which was crazy long. So, the Democrats haven't even had their first debate, and who is it that's trying to stop that first debate? And it is coming up. But, boy, it's like pulling teeth to have a debate on the Democratic side of things. So why do you think that is? Because you'd have to believe that there would be people who would watch. And you certainly wouldn't think that this is a Clinton-esque thing, right? Because as much as the Democratic Party has to be able to answer to Bill Clinton, because they always want to have Bill Clinton in their back pocket, because he moves voters, and he's great on the stage for them at the conventions. There are a lot of people that want to see some debates. It's a growing problem over where are the debates. We want debates. So what is the 2016? And you heard me right, 2016 primary debate schedule. What does that look like? Well, in looking at where we're coming up once we swing the calendar over, you know, the answer is that the Democratic debates, which were like pulling teeth, is pretty much up in the air. There, we'll set them, but we need to first work on a few things. For all of that to occur, we need to figure that out. So they're expected to happen among the candidates vying for the nomination for the President of the United States. The committee announced that there would be just 6 debates. Do you know how, and this is in contrast to the 26 debates and forums that were held in 2008. So 6 debates, 2008, 26 debates. The location for the 6 debates and the dates for the first 4 debates were released October 13th. Of course, a while ago, October 13th in Las Vegas. We know that's coming up and that's going to be televised on CNN. November 14th, by the way, is in Iowa. December 19th is in Manchester, New Hampshire. January 17th is Charleston, South Carolina. And then, you know, they go from there. But just 6. So CNN has the first one, and Salem Radio has it. It's at the Wynn in Las Vegas. And then the next one goes to CBS, and it kind of pings into a couple of different directions. And, of course, in Iowa, it makes sense. It would be at Drake University. But do you think they're going to get the kind of rubbernecking the Republicans have gotten? Do you think they're going to get 20 million plus people watching? I think that would be pretty telling if the numbers were dramatically small. I would have to believe that the first debate would draw decent enough numbers, but I don't know if the numbers will be as high as the Republicans. I don't know. Might be a little bit smaller. But I think it would be telling if it was the same or more. I mean, if it was really in that same ballpark, would it be that Republicans, because I think plenty of Democrats watched the Republicans go at it in the last debate and even the first debate, will we see the same thing happen with Republicans? And just so you know, the Pope is here. The Pope is here. The Pope's visit to Washington, New York, and Philadelphia is causing the largest security op, they say, in history. And of course it is, because nobody wants anything to happen to this Pope, who very much, Pope Francis, wants to be among the people. They're concerned, needless to say, in all three places where he will stop. Because you're going to have hundreds of thousands of people who want to get a glimpse of the Pope. I mean, coming to the United States, that's pretty huge. The Pope's five-day tour, first in this country, starting at the White House and Congress, the parade he's going to have, the mass at Madison Square, the procession through Central Park, the open-air mass with 1.5 million people in Philadelphia. And imagine what it'll be like in New York, because his visit coincides with the General Assembly. So you're going to have gridlock in most of Midtown. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, who probably has no hair by now, has designated Francis's stops in each city a national special security event, which is a very rare designation to streamline the federal response that really is only used for presidential inaugurations, State of the Union, political conventions, NATO kind of summits, the Olympics, maybe a Super Bowl, same thing. But because of the massive crowds, you've got FBI, Capitol Police, Coast Guard, Pentagon, FEMA, all involved with the whole planning, and local police and fire departments. Again, think of the nightmare of that. And they ran through a lot of drills to make sure. They've been planning for months so that they have enough people around the clock to monitor radio, video, whatever the communication is. The level of preparation is off the charts. I mean, off the charts. They want people to see him. They know that he wants to be out in the public, but they want to make sure it's all safe. Remember, Pope John Paul was shot and wounded when he was going into Vatican Square in 1981. So that's what the Secret Service is looking for. What's the strategy? What do they need to do? How can they prevent anything from happening? And you know, it's never 100%, right? We got the numbers. I'm unveiling them next. We can count.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about the numbers. So on that note, let's head to another version of We Can Count. We start off We Can Count with the Emmys. Yes, Game of Thrones shattered the Emmy record. And how about that? I am a Game of Thrones watcher. At first I was like, I'm iffy on how many shows I can watch in the first place, because as you all know, I'm wrapped up in news and what's happening and what's not being reported, what is being reported, what we're talking about, sports and movies is really my big outlet. But I did start to watch the whole Game of Thrones thing after so many people threw it at me, watch it. In fact, our old friend Matt used to talk about it, and I think it was Matt that actually got me to pay attention to it. So, the fantasy hit was a big hit. Thrones snapped up the drama category. They picked up Emmys for Outstanding Supporting Actor, Peter Dinklage, Writing, Directing, 12 Emmys. How about that? And they got also eight at the Creative Arts Emmys, because they can't go through everything in one night. So easily beating the West Wing, which in 2000 had a record of 9 wins in one year. Whew. And then there were, of course, others that walked away with the statuettes, the prizes. And there were some good, I think there's better TV now, better TV offerings anyway, on some of these other cable channels, the HBOs and even Netflix doing series. And there's better TV, I think, than we used to have, which is odd because we live in such a crazy politically correct bubble where you think if you had Archie Bunker as a character and you had that show, that CBS show on today, what would the reaction be? And it was wildly popular. I mean, think of how popular the Bunker family was. I mean, just, you know, watching the whole show, how big it was. It wouldn't be so big now. I think it'd be tough right now, actually. I think it'd be very, very tough. So, the heat was unbelievable, apparently, at the Emmys. People were sweating like you wouldn't believe. I saw just a few pictures of people coming out of there when I was flipping around from the football games. And it looked like someone turned a hose on all the people with tuxedos and dresses. I mean, seriously, especially the guys. I think they had to take off those tuxedo coats. All right, so we move from the silliness of the Emmys, but hey, cool that Game of Thrones got all the Emmy support that it did. I think it's pretty well produced. To this, out for in the NFL, the big news was over the weekend that there were some upsets for sure, but one of the big upsets was the fact that the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, for some of you listening to us in Texas or fans of the Cowboys outside of Texas, Tony Romo broke his left collarbone in a win over the Philadelphia Eagles. And our game of the week, our Nail the Score game, a good time to remind you, on Tuesday we do that. On Tuesday we do Nail the Score. In our second hour, last segment, it was the Eagles-Cowboys game. So they win the game, the Cowboys, 20-10, but Romo fractures his left clavicle. I mean, you know, here we go again, the left collarbone. And if you remember when this happened last time, he didn't play again during the season. It was week 7. When Aaron Rodgers for the Green Bay Packers broke his collarbone in 2013, he missed 7 games before returning to the regular season finale. So now you don't have Tony Romo and you don't have Dez Bryant, their star receiver. We'll see what happens with the Dallas Cowboys. So I mentioned this again, 2010, the Cowboys win. They beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Some of you picked the Eagles, some of you picked the Cowboys. I picked the Eagles to win 27-24. That did not happen, and Dallas ends up winning it. Pete in Texas had 35-20 Dallas, but it was hardly a high-scoring game. It was really kind of a weird game marred by penalties. One of the more boring games I've seen, but it's very tough for Dallas, the fact that they lost Romo, especially he's... You know, there he is. He's not doing anything in the offseason. His total focus is on football, and to lose him that early. And then you think, yeah, who's the backup? Who's the backup? Whedon? Who's that? Sometimes the backup, that's when they shine. Moving on to other numbers. Something that has been talked about a lot. Is the fact that you've got this political campaigning that's happening, and so many people trying to figure out who's eligible to vote and who's not eligible. I saw somebody sent me a link to a paper in Tennessee where they talked about how people were pursuing American citizenship because they want to have the chance to vote. And so Tennessee, as a result, is seeing a surge in people registering to make sure that they are able to do that. So their numbers have suddenly flourished as far as voter registration is concerned, that now you've got 14 or 114,000 more people, immigrants, that can vote. Because the idea was get them signed, get them in, and get them voting once we get to that point so that there's not that problem. You know, so that there's more people who can vote. Seemingly, I would think the Democrats think Democratic. Which way do the Latino population vote? And it's not fair to really just trumpet everyone under that one blanket, because, you know, there's a difference between somebody who truly immigrated here legally and then those who are getting sworn in. Are they currently seeking citizenship and everything else in between? And we already know how cockamamie crazy that has been for so many people. All right, bipartisanship. We talked about it when we were listening to what Carly Fiorini had to say. I read a scary thing in the New York Times, but it's nothing that we don't know. Members of Congress from both parties, as well as some employers, insurers, state insurance commissioners, are calling for some changes into the Affordable Care Act because they see that the premium increases that are expected to affect workers at small and mid-sized companies next year are going to be crazy through the roof. And the provision is to expand the definition of small employer to include companies with 51 to 100 employees. So that would subject them to stringent insurance regulations starting on January 1st. States have historically defined small employers as those with 50 or less, but there are a lot of people in that 51 to 100 that would be reclassified as small employers. They'd have to offer packages of essential health benefits specified by the health law. In some cases, better than what they offer now, but insurers wouldn't be able to set premiums for those groups based on their claims history or size or any of that kind of stuff. The concern is, if it's that same yin and yang, how many healthy workers do you have versus those that aren't healthy? So what kind of an effect are we going to see on the market, in other words? And remember, legislation to let states keep the current definition of small employer won support from 229 House members, including 43 Democrats, and the legislation has been endorsed by 43 senators, including 10 Democrats. Go figure. I mean, listen, it's like we're throwing marbles up in the air. We have a big problem with our health care system still. Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.